And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I am Jimmy Hicks. Well, the Anti-Defamation League kicks off today's news. A once-respected organization has now declared that the term 100% is a hate symbol. Yeah, I don't know how, but according to them, using the phrase 100% or the corresponding emoji is just shorthand for white supremacy. I guess we have to find a new way to express satisfaction with something or a wholehearted agreement, because you can be racist in emojis. Just be 99.9% instead, just to be safe. Moving to more serious matters, the Biden administration seems to be on a mission to disarm law-abiding American citizens, but at the same time, while they're doing that, they want to arm illegal immigrants. Vice President Kamala Harris recently touted red flag laws as a means to tackle gun violence and announced the creation of a national office overseen by the Department of Justice to focus on implementing these laws in states where they exist. Meanwhile, an Obama-appointed federal judge in Illinois ruled that the Constitution protects the rights of illegal immigrants to legally possess firearms. Yeah, maybe I would agree with that statement if it weren't an oxymoron. An illegal immigrant can't legally do anything in this country. They have no rights to the Constitution because they're illegal. Those two terms cancel each other out. An upside-down world when those who are in this country illegally are granted more rights than citizens who live here and follow the law. In Wisconsin, a middle school boy is suing his school district, a middle schooler, for allegedly barring him from using the girls' bathroom. The 13-year-old, known as Jane Doe, in court documents, claims that being forced to use faculty restrooms or stay home from school to avoid the distress of not being allowed in the girls' facilities violates Title IX and the 14th Amendment. The courts remain divided on this issue, but, you know, a 13-year-old boy didn't come up with the idea of suing his school district by himself. This has propaganda written all over it. And lastly, the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors in Virginia has voted unanimously to celebrate Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday. Well, of course they did. It's a deliberate attempt to offend Christians on their holiest day. This is what this county has been up to for a very long time in the school system and also in other areas. Worth noting, this is the same county that voted to restrict the size of American flags, but they have no problem promoting a controversial agenda. As a Christian, certainly I'm offended by it. I don't live there, however, but I am in prayer for all of our listeners who do. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.